Good afternoon. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day. We give you praise and glory and honor that you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. And Lord, as the word goes out today, I ask you to reveal to us what you want us to know from your word. May you speak through me as I go into your word, into the teaching of this teaching of perfection that I'm striving to teach myself and the church what is required for us to walk in the power that you told us we could walk in, because it's obvious so few walk in that power. So, Father, as I teach these things, help me to learn them myself as I read and study your word when I go to talking about perfection. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now then, as we've been talking about this week, perfection and what is required, we see that yesterday there was some very rigid requirements laid out from the Word of God. Now this entire process of sanctification, the Scriptures themselves teach a life of holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are able to obey these commands like this, that the Lord says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Now, entire sanctification is the will of God for all believers and absolutely should be earnestly pursued by walking in the obedience of God's mighty word. There's just no two ways about it. Now, I'm going to read you a scripture in Hebrews 12:14. The Word of God declares, "Strive to live in peace with everybody and pursue that consecration and holiness without which no one will ever see the Lord." So you can absolutely see there that the Lord absolutely demands beyond a shadow of a doubt there in Hebrews 12:14 that we strive to live in peace and to pursue holiness without which no one can see the Lord. So as you can see, that's a command from the Lord. Now I'm also going now to run over to 1 Peter 1:15-16, and I'm going to read to you what is written here in 1 Peter 1:15-16. "But as the one who called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all your conduct and manner of living. For it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Now, as you can see, it is very clear from these scriptures, the Lord demands that we be holy. So it's not just something if we want to do it. He tells us to do it. And here's another confirmation of what I've been saying in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So as you can see, the further we go into this, the more we find out that our Lord expects us to be perfect and blameless in all things we do. Now in 1 John 2:5-6, there's another awesome scripture here. It says, "But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Now he that saith he abideth in Christ ought himself also to walk even as Christ walked." Now I'm going to tell you, that's a pretty good mouthful right there, but he expects us to do that. Now we can call these things whatever we want to. You can call them perfection or holiness or entire sanctification. It is not only possible for us to achieve this, but the way I read the Word of God, it is absolutely a command. You just can't hardly get over what 1 Peter 1:15 says when he says, "Be ye holy in all manner of conversation." And then in Matthew 5:48, one more time, the Lord says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Well, just like the other day at a healing school, I had a young lady, as I've been teaching these things, she said, "I've been trying to tell people in my church this, and they say it's impossible, we can't do that." So said, we're just unworthy sinners, and we sin all the time. Well, you know, if you say that, I'm going to tell you, they'll never be able to heal the sick, or they'll never be able to cast out a demon. I'm going to tell you that sin is the devil's stronghold in your life. If you let him hold the strongholds, it will rob you of your power with Christ. Now, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he did not allow the enemy to maintain any power or strongholds in his life. Just before our Savior was crucified, he declared to the group in John 14:30, he said, the prince of this world, which is Satan, cometh, but he hath nothing in me. Now, Jesus had all the power he needed to accomplish the work the Father sent him to do. Now, if you continue to serve Satan, I don't care what it is, how little of a stronghold you allow him to hold in your life, even if you allow him to keep a pet sin or some kind of self-indulgence, it will rob you of power. Now, our Heavenly Father's followers, which are you and me, we're admonished to keep the coast of our lives free of Satan's strongholds. Neither give place to the devil. Because in Ephesians 4:27, the Lord clearly told us, neither give place to the devil. Now, it is the devil's business to make you think you can't keep your life entirely free from him. But if you leave him a base of operation of any kind in your life, he will sabotage every effort or everything you try to do for God, and he will absolutely rob you of all your power and authority. Then the work that our Heavenly Father has given you to do will absolutely go undone, because you won't be able to see the lost saved, the sick healed, or the captive set free. Because there's lots of people who wants to get into this ministry, but if you ever even attempt to cast out a demon, if you've got sin in your life, these demons will absolutely laugh in your face. They will say, you let us remain in your own life, and then you would cast us out of others. Demons know the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and they know and fear the power of a power-filled Christian, but they have no fear of one who is not holy. Now then, there is a scripture in the Word of God in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 19, that's pretty awesome. One day the seven sons of Sceva, were going to try to cast out demons. They'd been going around commanding demons to leave in the name of Jesus. And when they tried it, let's see what happened to these guys. Now in Acts chapter 19, verse 15 and 16, we read this story where the seven sons of Sceva, they decided that they wanted to say the same words as Paul, commanding demons in Jesus' name to come out of those who were possessed. But without the holiness and consecration of Paul, the results was not the same. Look what the scripture says in Acts 19. It said, the evil spirit answered them and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcome them, so that they fled naked and wounded and bleeding. Now these men, they didn't think holiness was necessary, but they found that it cannot be overlooked. Now if one is to exercise the miracle-working power of God, the reaction is not so immediate and violent in every case as it was for these Jews, because these men had tried it only once, and this, as far as we know, this particular event did happen. But as far as I'm concerned, not a single time will anybody ever be able to succeed in casting out a demon unless they're walking holy before the Lord. Demons will only flee before the power of Christ or of a Christ-filled person that's walking in obedience to the Word of God. There is no way to have power with God without holiness. For Jesus himself said, every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And he wrote that verse for us in Luke 6:40. Now, I want you to think or meditate on that verse just a minute. Now, if our Lord himself made the statement in Luke 6:40 that everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Think about that. So that means if we do what the Lord says, if we will become perfect like he did and strive to be perfect, we will do the same things he did. Then Jesus, he healed the sick, he saved the lost, he cleansed the lepers, he raised the dead, he cast out demons. So that means that's why so many of us are not able to do this, because we have absolutely not walked in holiness and perfection before the Lord. So whatever we do, let's strive with all of our heart for perfection in service to our King. But it takes more than just knowing that holiness is possible. You must absolutely know how to obtain it. Now, not every Christian has reached this wonderful goal that we're talking about here. Not every follower of Christ has the power that he has been promised. Even the 12 disciples, after performing many miracles in Jesus' name, met a demon who refused to go at their command, because we read that over Matthew chapter 17. Now, after Jesus had come over and he cast out the demon, the disciples asked him why they had been unable to do it. And he gave as the reason their unbelief and lack of fasting and prayer. Now, these 12 chosen men were at times found lacking in manifestation of the fruits of the Spirit and showed evidence of such works of the flesh as pride and jealousy and anger. They failed to discern the plan of God, and they rebuked Jesus even when he told them he would be killed. Now then, if these men failed Jesus in all these ways, you can be assured that it will be a very difficult chore for you and me to reach that spot. But if we will strive with all of our heart to be perfect in everything, and we will read and study the Word of God, I'm telling you that it is an obtainable goal, no two ways about it. I'd like for you to write me, The Living Savior Ministries, at Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. We're believing the Lord for a truck, or a truck in a trailer, or a pickup or something to use in our ministry. If there's anyone out there that would like to help us, we would certainly appreciate the help. We're trying to get us a vehicle so we can haul all of our equipment in as we go from church to church to teach the Word. We're doing quite a bit of that now. So we would certainly appreciate anybody's gift to the ministry to help us with a nice truck and a trailer. Or you can give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or we'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. Praise the Lord Jesus. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle in your life.